With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at waaf.com.
10% off a brand new metal roof. EastCoastMetalRoofing.com. That's EastCoastMetalRoofing.com.
Monday, 7:33 a.m.
So, hold on a second. There's something called a push present that men are supposed to give women for pushing out a baby, and this chick wants a diamond bracelet? Okay, I understand that childbirth is vastly different than where I'm about to go here, but can I get, like, a little push present, like maybe a cheeseburger every time I take a crap?
End of message.
No. Oh,
so you're equating giving birth with taking a crap.
I don't think that's the same thing.
Mothers everywhere are rejoicing.
That's not the same thing. No, I mean, father is involved in the creation of the child.
Yes.
So maybe he should get some kind of a gift or something. I mean, we were talking, somebody brought up on the show yesterday, a listener, who had never heard about the push present, which is all the rage. And apparently you're supposed to buy the new mother some form of jewelry or some kind of a designer handbag or some expensive shoes or something like that because she has pushed your child out.
Monday, 8:18 a.m.
This just in, Bill Gates has banned cappuccinos and macchiatos because they made his Microsoft.
End of message. Monday, 8:53 a.m.
You know, LB used to lie about his height before dates until somebody saw him at the beach and they said, that's a 20-footer. And then somebody else said, 25. 3 tons on him.
End of message. Monday, 10:33 a.m.
They can't get me down. Sunday's the end of the best Bud Lights of my life.
End of message.
Couldn't understand it.
Monday, 12:29 p.m.
Do you mind if I smell your hair? Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who creeps there.
End of message.
Joe Biden, he's a big hair smeller, apparently.
Gee, your hair smells terrific.
Very creepy. Very inappropriate to smell someone's hair without their permission.
5:10 a.m.
Hey, kid.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a weatherman. I don't give an F about being right.
End of message.
Okay.
6:03 a.m.
Who would have thought? To alleviate stress, you just need to talk to LB.
Huh. End of message.
Indeed. Stress free.
6:22 a.m.
Red Sox. Don't worry about it. We'll get them next year.
End of message.
Brutal.
Yeah.
That's brutal.
Well, I mean, listen, there are teams that have begun, I'm sure, a season this way have gone on to correct the issue. And so it's not a complete panic that everybody needs to be in, but they have lost 4 of the first 5 with what everybody, I'm guessing, you know, I'm not the biggest baseball fan, but I think that the prognosticators thought that this was going to be a pretty good starting rotation.
Yeah.
Correct?
Well, it was pretty good last year.
Yeah.
You know, for the most part, anyway.
Yeah.
You know, but Red Sox fans, for real Red Sox fans, the plane has already crashed into the mountain.
Well, it's, I mean,
it's the real Sox fans.
They're saving but, you know, it for Fenway.
They'll win it tomorrow, and they'll be like, they're going all the way!
I mean, it's early. I mean, it's definitely early. It's not reasonable to be panicking yet, as Pedro once said. I do want to thank my friends at Echo Store, because Echo Store is donating $50 for every Red Sox hit this month to the Greg Hill Foundation.
Nice.
So
awesome.
They do that every year.
Love that.
And raises a lot of money. And I want to thank those guys for stepping up, everybody at Echo Store, for doing that every year. And they're big supporters of the foundation. And so let's get the bats going.
Yeah.
Time to get the bats going.
Yeah, because the pitching's not happening.
Oh.
Wow.
Well, at what point is it that you give in? I mean, you're a gigantic baseball fan. Is it is it May? I mean, if they're struggling in May, do you call it? Do you call it?
If they're
over,
like this at the beginning of June,
okay, then you're done.
I'm like, oh my god,
then you've like given up.
Just dump it.
All right. Here's a text that says, "Echo, what does Echo Store owe you? About $50?"
Well, that's the thing. It's like last year, they were getting by the seat of their pants, but they had the offense. They were getting the hits.
Yeah. Well, we should tell Echo Store they should give $50 for every opposing team home run.
Oh, whoa.
Because there's 11. There's 11 of those.
Dooley.
They've given up 11 of those so far.
God. I know it's early. Just let me wrench.
Well, you're a true Red Sox fan.
Yeah.
You know, until they hoist the trophy.
Right. Always half empty. You know?
Yeah. This texter says, "Greg, never mind the Red Sox. We're on to the Masters."
Yeah.
Yes. And I believe that fake Jim Nance has told me he is attending the broadcast at the Baseball Tavern.
That's awesome.
Excellent.
So we are going to have fake Jim Nance with us, I think, for the home opener.
Oh, boy.
We'll have to let him do the sports.
Yes, absolutely.
No, let him call the sports.
Yes.
Looks like Byers has really tripped up
on this. He could do a play-by-play on LB's Sports Minute.
Now he's blaming everyone else but himself.
I can't
That's a
believe
classic
he's
Byers
so
move.
Angry.
A texter wants to know if any of the Frozen 4-bound UMass hockey players will be getting their head shaved at tomorrow's Granite Telecommunications event.
Listen,
I hope not.
I made good today. I made good.
I hope not. That would send LB into a rage.
Oh my God.
I mean, yesterday he lost his S.
I said sorry.
What was the... I mean, what...
I was just messing with that UMass guy.
What changed your mind? I mean...
No, I was... You know, you got... No one gives me any credit for having some sort of... fun.
The dude called in
and he's like, "What about the Frozen Four? What about UMass? UMass is in their first Frozen Four." And I was like, "You know what? Let me just get this guy rolling."
I see.
Oh, I see.
Okay. Joke's on us is what you're saying.
Waka waka.
Well, yes.
So can I just get some creativity, you know? Huh? Thumbs up.
What?
I mean, did I not make good today?
On what?
Well, I apologize to UMass. I told everybody who they're playing, where they're going.
Yes.
That they're in the Frozen Four.
Correct.
For the first time, and they're a great program, and it's a great school.
Uh-huh.
And
correct.
You know.
All right.
Well.
I did my part.
Coach Carvel's doing a great job out there. And his assistant, Fudgy the Whale.
Right.
You apologize to everybody in Amherst.
Oh, you hawked up a loogie on that one, Greg.
I pronounced the H again.
You know, I said sorry to Mark and Anthony Del Gozo, two brothers that are part of the team that are in the Frozen Four out in Minnesota. Good luck to the Minutemen.
Have you seen the news story about the woman in Vancouver, on Vancouver Island in British Columbia, that stopped the cougar attack on her kids? Speaking of irrational fears,
absolutely unbelievable.
Yeah,
crazy stuff. The kid was 7, and it was right outside their family home in Lake Cowichan. Is that LB? Do you know anything about that?
I lived there.
Well, okay. Am I saying it properly?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh God.
So on Saturday, the kid had gone outside the home. It's in a gated community, and a small cougar came at him. The hoodie he was wearing helped protect him from the cougar's thrashing, but then the animal clamped down on the kid's forearm. Oh, his mom heard the struggle, rushed outside, came to the kid's rescue. She brought the boy inside, called the first responders. They got there within minutes. He's going to be okay, and we can hear from Kevin, who's the boy's dad.
It just wouldn't let go of his forearm, so it bit onto his arm, and so she then had to pry this cougar's jaw open. And she said, I don't know, she's just adamant that she couldn't do it for, like, you know, 2-3 seconds or 4 or 5 seconds, I'm not sure how long. But then she just did the classic, oh God, you know, please help, and then it, you know, just it let go, and then it just took off, and then there was just blood everywhere, and so she took him inside.
Terrifying.
No, it really is.
That's like Mantown Hall of Fame worthy for the mom.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, it's 8:10. By the way, we have some guests in the studio, and they are from Boston PD, and they're not here to apprehend a fugitive.
Thank God.
A fugitive by the name of last name of Byers. But I do want to talk about some ways in which it can help out when it comes to the BPD and foundation stuff. And so both Joe Sullivan and Mike Talbot are here. Guys, how are you? Speak right up into those microphones. How you guys doing?
Good. How you doing today?
Excellent.
Greg, thanks for having us here.
Thanks for being here. And there was a great event Sunday, which I got to host, in which all the awards were given out for all the heroes of the BPD over the last year. Yes. And of course, I didn't have my glasses, which was somewhat embarrassing. But
well, you know, it happens.
I think I made it through okay.
Yeah,
and
yeah, very well, very great reviews.
Oh, you got good reviews on it.
On
me.
Yes.
Yeah, I bet the DA, the Middlesex County DA, didn't give you a good review on my one liner.
Suffolk DA.
Suffolk DA. Sorry, Suffolk DA. I did not give. So listen. There may be some who want to know how they can get involved from a foundation perspective with what you guys are doing. Are there ways that people can get involved?
It's the Boston Police Relief Association. We're the longest running relief association. We've been around since 1871. We're the only organization in Boston that it doesn't matter your race, your religion, your rank. Everybody is welcome to be part of the Relief Association. And our main objective and our main goal is wellness for police officers on and off the job. We also, once you're retired, you're still part of it. You stay a part of it. We have a death benefit. And BostonPoliceRelief.org is our website. And we're happy to take any any contributions,
any support.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. It's just really cops taking care of cops, and we can't go out and solicit that type of stuff. We can't knock on a door and ask for money, so we just sort of get the word out there through social media and things like that, and like I say, we pay it forward, much like your foundation.
Yeah, yeah. I think the listeners would appreciate knowing the fact that, and this will surprise them, I did not stay for the meal portion of the event. What meal did I miss?
More shockingly was you didn't have a drink.
I can't have, first of all, it's a Sunday, you know, so it's a school night, and also I had to be the MC. You can't be throwing back the drinks when you have to MC an event.
Maybe the
like
Tito's would have made you see a little bit better.
Yeah, maybe. I guess maybe so. All right. Well, we have a lot of listeners who I think really appreciate what you guys do day in and day out over there, and so I think they would probably like to help out.
We'd like to thank you as well. As you know, after the marathon bombing, the New York cops came up with their food trucks to help all the first responders.
Yeah.
And they got zero coverage, zero media coverage. Everything that they did for to feed first responders when there was no electricity or anything in that area. And the only person to have them on was you. You invited them on. And since that day, they come back every year. The New York Port Authority Police, the New York, New Jersey, the sergeants, and the New York, the patrolmen, they come back every year, and they set up in Boston, and they feed the first responders working the marathon. And
yeah, yeah.
A lot of that's due to they came on. They were impressed with the with you having them in studio and everything. So we greatly appreciate all the work you do with us.
Well, say hi to all the guys over at D1 for me.
LB's been arrested there thousands of times. He's been arrested
Hey,
there
guys.
Spent a few hours over there once. Twice.
Oh, sorry.
Are you guys allowed to comment on the smiley face killer? Do you have any? Do you have any opinion? Do you have any opinion? Do you have any
Mike opinion? Would know more about that. Than me.
Do you have any opinion on that? Not as a police officer, as a private citizen. Do you think it's suspicious? That's the only thing that I would ask you.
I would say that I can say that the investigations that were done thoroughly in the Boston area. I don't believe there's anything with it. But if you think of it. Any place that you see graffiti, what's the number one graffiti thing you see? Is a smiley face.
So you just think it's a coincidence? Yes.
Personally, I think it's a
personally,
coincidence.
Personally, you can say yes. I don't want to get anybody in trouble. But did you happen to watch the A&E? Was it A&E that did that special that we were on? Was it?
Or was it Lifetime?
I think it was A&E. If it was Lifetime, it would have been a movie with Valerie Bertinelli,
and Harry Hamlin,
who was the smiley face killer.
Not without my officer.
Yes. But so, did you happen to watch that? Or
I did. Yes.
You did? Yeah. Interesting.
It was very interesting.
Very interesting. Okay. All right. No comment. No comment.
All right.
Now, what about this? Is the other thing I want to ask you because it's a big news story today. The guys in the harbor unit. They went out and rescued those guys that were in their kayak the other day because the weather was beautiful and they got pretty far out. They got blown out to like Thompson Island. Do you guys all laugh at people like us when we when something like that happens?
No, absolutely not. That's completely normal.
That's why we have such
a great hobby. Great guys over there, ready to respond at any time. Yeah. Take your kayaks out. Yeah. Have fun.
All right. Well, we have a couple big events coming up. I mean, we got opening day, and then we got the marathon, and those are big days where everybody's working hard and making sure that everybody's having fun and safe. You guys have to work while everybody is having fun and doing that stuff, right?
We will be working.
You will be working, yes.
I have a question about opening day. Will there be undercover police at Fenway Park looking for people chewing tobacco?
No, that's one of the crimes we're not prosecuting.
Okay.
Asking for a friend. The mayor will sit down.
yes. All right. Well, listen, there was a great event Sunday. And if you guys will have me back, I'd love to do it next year. And
I'm gonna lock you right in. You were great.
How many medals were given out? I mean,
we had 60 awardees.
Yeah.
60, wow. Yes.
I mean, some really amazing stories. I mean, you get to hear the whole story of, you know, guys who are saving each other, gunfire. I mean, it was really moving to be a part of that event. So.
Yeah. And then the medal families that are there with us, the officers who were killed in the line of duty, and we have medals named after them. You did a good job with spotlighting their story, and those families all appreciated it. And you know, there's a lot of kids on our job, these young kids and stuff. They don't know those stories. So it was a great event to learn that and to get that out there. And we had so many of those family members that were left behind were there to enjoy it.
All right. Well, it was a great event. Thanks for coming by this morning. It's rare that we encounter a Boston police officer named Sullivan. So it's always a rarity. And it's great to have you guys here this morning.
Thank you. Thanks for having us. Sir. And thanks again for doing it.
All right. Did you bring breakfast or anything? Or what did you?
Yeah. Was,
thank
this
you.
Might help you out.
Oh.
That's awesome.
Oh, wait. Don't tell me we got challenge coins.
No.
These are badges.
Wait a minute. This is a badge? Hold on a second.
I'm going to use this.
I don't need a ticket now for opening day.
I learned this early on in my career in Boston.
Captain Topper.
Yep.
He already had a badge. Okay.
I was actually a deputy sheriff.
Sheriff? I was a deputy sheriff
of Middlesex County. But you... you cannot use it in mass. You can only use it when you're at a football stadium and you want to go on the sidelines
not,
in Arizona.
That's not good advice. Don't listen to him.
Now listen.
I'm just telling you what they told me.
It says
not these guys. But
it says Relief Association on it.
Now you can read.
Would it be would it be inappropriate to put black tape over that so it looks like that would probably be inappropriate, right?
Not at all. It looks like a real patch.
If you flash it quick, I think you'll be okay.
Oh yeah, just give it the real. I'm in our official business.
Yeah.
Problem is for you, your hands are so small it looks huge.
I know.
It looks like a fake one.
Did you take a picture of that, Stiz? Wait a minute, get my good side for crying out loud.
Greg's gonna be muscling his way up to the front of the bar at the EMC club with his. Excuse me, coming through.
Official investigation underway.
Maybe can you park anywhere?
Oh yeah,
anywhere.
See, what do you think?
Drive up on the sidewalk.
Just try it
real quick. Yeah.
Imagine the first.
You don't even have to park. Leave that on the dashboard. You're good.
Yeah, imagine the first BPD guy that I go, yeah, you know, I have this badge. I think I can park here. He'll whack me with his stick and say, "Get out of here, you dope."
Greg, do you have any more room on your dashboard or front windshield for police-related signs or flyers?
Between hats and badges, official business.
Yeah, I do have a few.
From like 4 years ago.
You can toss that state police sticker out and put that one on.
Yes. Well, listen, I like to support everybody. You never know where you're going to need to be parking.
How'd that work out when your registration was expired?
It didn't work too well with that. All right, you guys. Thank you so much. And thanks a lot.
Best wishes to our buddy Blackie.
Oh, yeah. We're all thinking about our good friend Brian Black, and he's working hard to recover from... His thing that he's going through. So, yeah. All right. Awesome.
Thank you again.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks very much, guys. Thank you. Joe, great to see you. All right. It is 8:20, and it is going to be sunny today. Temperature is going to get to 50. There's some rain and maybe even some snow coming for some areas this evening. It's, I guess, technically a nor'easter. I don't know what the official... I'm not a weather person, so I don't know why it's... Why is it a nor'easter?
I think it's the speed of the wind and then the... I don't
right.
know.
Right, it's a combination of wind and things. Moisture.
Okay. Yeah.
Moist.
Ew. Forget about it.
There's a bit of a controversy going on in Nigeria because the Minister of Agriculture is very upset that Nigerians apparently are flying pizza in from London.
They learned it by watching you?
I guess the pizza in Nigeria is not that good.
Yeah, that's kind of a critique, isn't it?
And so he is very upset that they are relying too much on imported food and not on food that is grown in Nigeria. And so, I mean, if you think about it, it makes sense. When it comes to getting an email from a wealthy person who is hoping to give you a couple of $1 million, where does that email generally come from?
Nigeria, right?
And so
some deposed prince or king, right?
Right.
He's my third cousin. I had no idea.
It seems like there are a lot of rich people in Nigeria who are flying pizza in. Now, how do they keep it warm?
A hot box? Yeah,
just like a delivery guy or whatever?
Yeah.
We have some audio from the minister. Is that correct, Shane?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
But there are also Nigerians who would rather have the imported item. It shows status. It shows, you know, class. They only eat imported this, imported that. And when you touch these things, the furor is as terrible as the fire of hell. They are angry with you. Do you know, sir, there are Nigerians who use their cell phones to import pizza from London? Buy in London, they bring it on British Airways in the morning to pick up at the airport. Pizza. As ridiculous as it is.
Pizza.
Maybe that guy just doesn't know bad pizza. Maybe he doesn't know how it's not ridiculous.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I know you guys say, like, you know, pizza's like sex. You know, even the bad stuff isn't that bad, but I don't know.
Pizza and sex are the same thing. There's no such thing as bad pizza, and there's no such thing as bad
sex.
You know, we should call our friend Damien in the North End and send all those guys who came up with the pizza challenge over as some kind of pizza relief for Nigeria to show them how to make good pizza.
Well, Pizzaiolo?
Right, yeah.
Listen, a texter says it's a complete slap in the face of Italy that they're not flying the pizza in from Italy. They're flying it from England. I wonder why. I don't know my geography. Is it because the flight is less time from England to Nigeria?
Actually, no, because Italy would be closer, wouldn't it?
They were an English colony. Maybe they have connections.
Family.
Pizza connections.
Somebody just told me yesterday that the pizza at O'Hara's down the street in Newton is world renowned.
Really?
And I couldn't believe. I mean, I consider myself. O'Hara's. I think it's well documented that I consider myself to be well versed in the local pizza and where one would go to experience the best. We have spent hours and hours and hours of valuable radio time on it. But I guess I would ask, for those who are listening, if you can verify that the pizza at O'Hara's is good. Have you've never had it?
No, I've never had it.
LB, have you ever? I mean, I would assume that if
anyone had a
pizza at a place called O'Hara's.
I wouldn't either. I wouldn't either. Shu, have you been to O'Hara's?
No, I've never been there.
I'm surprised I haven't been there.
Yeah. I don't know.
The amount of time I've spent in this area. No.
Here's a text that says the reason they're ordering it from England is it's a shorter distance on the flat Earth map.
Makes sense.
From England, from England to Nigeria.
So, much like the pizza, the Earth is flat.
Texter says O'Hara's pizza is top notch.
Wow.
Maybe the best in the state.
We'll have to research that.
I cannot believe that it is flown under the radar on this program when we talk about pizza.
And that
an Irish, I'm assuming O'Hara's is an Irish pub.
Looks it.
You think O'Hara was an Irish guy? Or?
I mean, I don't want to.
Jimmy?
You don't want to stereotype like
but
that.
Usually the apostrophe name tends to.
Texter says their chowder is also extraordinary.
I'm starving.
I said extraordinary. They said goat. Which word is more annoying when used by me or the listeners, goat or extraordinary? Here's a text that says, great business opportunity, pizza joint in Nigeria. I know. What is Domino's waiting for?
Let's do it.
I'm not a big Domino's fan. Anybody?
No.
They're good in a pinch. I like their double cheese, double pepperoni.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's really greasy.
Something with the crust. I don't like the crust.
It's too, like, it's not crispy enough.
You know, they have, like, five different crusts now.
Well, the best thing, I was going to say that. The best thing they did was that they gave you multiple options on the crust.
Like, stuffed crust and stuff?
No. I mean, there's, like, a flat crust. There's a thick crust.
I don't know. Not my favorite.
All right. It is 8:27, and coming up tomorrow, we will be broadcasting from Granite Telecommunications and bringing you all of the action of their annual hair shaving event to raise money for, I believe it's Children's Hospital and the Dana-Farber this year, but I got to check on that. And so the governor will be there getting his head shaved. I'm going to get my head shaved. Ray Bourque will be there. Members of the New England Patriots and a surprise guest will join us tomorrow morning. We will bring you all of that live on this show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real funny. A texter says, when I have a gin and tonic, it's a chin and tonic.
Oh,
that's not nice.
That's a dad joke.
That is not nice. This is Chris. Good morning, Chris.
Hi, Ken.
Hey, yeah, Krista.
Hey, Ken.
What's going on, Ken?
Yeah, it's just another day in the world of happiness.
Another day, huh? So, hey, Greg, what time is Bestie going to be on tomorrow?
It's not Bestie. I mean, last year when we did the head shaving thing, it was Bestie, and I think it's well documented that Bestie and I reunited at this time 1 year ago. We both began our trajectory on the bottom rung.
Yep.
And we have risen
yes.
to the top of our respective fields.
Yes.
And we may have lost touch during that time. However. However, our embrace today is one which reminds us of our friendship.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh. You spelled met in person for the first time wrong.
Nope. But it's not Bestie. I can't tell you who it is. I can't tell you who the surprise guest is tomorrow. I was sworn to secrecy, but they're on the same, absolutely on the same level in the stratosphere of sports notoriety.
Now, where Governor Baker will be there, is
yes.
this going to double as a Breakfast with Baker segment or just a quick chat with
no,
Chaz?
They'll probably try to make it double as a Breakfast with Baker
right.
segment, but I don't, I guess we'll, I mean, I, you know. You shouldn't look a gift horse in the mouth. The
right.
governor has
right.
been good enough to stand by his campaign promise and be in here every month for the first term and almost every month so mm-hmm. far in the second term. So mm-hmm. Let's see. A texter is guessing that it's Conor McGregor. listen, I like Conor McGregor, but I don't know. Would you say he's on the same level as Bestie when it comes to notoriety? No.
Conor McGregor?
Yeah.
Sure.
You think so? Really? Yeah. A texter is guessing Gronk.
Oh.
Which is
that's
an interesting guess.
That is an interesting guess.
Oh, that's cool.
Guess. Interesting guess.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Did you see Conor McGregor's April Fool's Day thing that all the that other chicks were very excited about yesterday?
No.
He debuted this promo for a new rosé, saying that he was diversifying from whiskey and he was launching a rosé.
Oh,
and there's
God.
This elaborate promo with him like looking at this beautiful pink glass of rosé. And I can't tell you how many women I saw share it like, this is the coolest thing ever. And I'm like, oh, you poor saps. He got you, didn't he?
Wow. I mean, there's something to be said for being the toughest human being on the planet.
Sure.
Well, yeah. I think he'll come back too. I don't think he's done.
Of
I mean,
course,
I think
he's not done.
I think he'll come back. Mm-hmm. He's like Brett Favre. This is Rihanna.
Good morning.
What's up?
Hi, Rihanna.
I will also be shaving my head. I'm actually doing two donations. I'm cutting off my ponytail, and I'll be with you shaving my head also.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, that's nice. Great.
Yeah, so I would absolutely love to meet you. This is my first ever event, so.
Oh, well.
Definitely like to meet you.
Look forward to seeing you there, and nice job by you.
Thank you.
I was nervous the first time I did it, but then I realized that really, when you have a big fat head and you're old, the boy's regular is the best.
Yeah.
Is the best cut.
Serious.
You know what I mean? It's simple.
Right?
It's quick.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you can go in there. And they ask you what you want and go, give it a four all around. It's easy. I mean, it's like five, you know, it's 10 minutes. It's simple.
Ladies also review Albie's package in that same way. Four all around.
I'm sure they do. Danielle, why do you think I got a small penis?
I really don't care.
Penis,
to be
remember?
Honest, I've had 10 times more sex than anybody in the studio.
Do you actually want to brag about
whether
that?
I have an inch or 14 inches? It doesn't matter.
How much of it did
I've
you pay for?
Tons of women my tons whole life.
In weight or in number?
Oh, God.
In weight.
God. It's funny when you look in the mirror and you see Cinderella. You know, God forbid you actually got the real picture.
Are you saying I'm fat?
Oh, jeez.
I'm down almost 20 pounds. How dare you?
You know what the problem is with
load.
That? Ball buster is yes. You can lose 100 pounds and it's not going to help any. You got to cut your head off.
Aw. Wait,
that was mean.
Oh.
That was mean.
Oh, I take, listen, it shot across the bow with a good ship deluxe.
I take that back.
Whoa,
I'm a fat ass.
Yeah, you're
I'm
big
old.
Loser.
I'm ugly.
Yeah, you douche.
Oh, that is so
you.
Mean.
I love you. You know I love you.
We hug it out in the hall after every break. It's fine. People need to take
don't
the hook out.
Don't fall for it, people. Don't
we love
fall
each
for
other.
It.
You know, be your BFFs, buddy. sit there every day and encourage each other to reach our goals.
You're amazing.
You're the best.
I
what
swear
can
to
I do
God,
for
I'm
going to
get down to 300 pounds.
So proud of you.
Here's a texter who says that I slipped up and gave away the fact that Bestie was the guest last year. I don't think I did I?
No, I think that was... That was announced.
That was scheduled.
It?
That wasn't.
Oh, was
a surprise.
It? Oh, we. Okay.
Yeah. It was.
Okay.
It was. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because remember, everybody waiting with bated breath, like watching across the. Is it an arboretum? Not an arboretum.
What's atrium.
Atrium. Thank you. Atrium. Atrium. Yes.
Yeah. Atrium. Yes.
But there are trees in there too.
A lot of guesses, but my lips are sealed. Ooh. Loose lips sink ships, not saying who it is tomorrow, but we'll bring it all to you live, all of the action, tomorrow morning on this show. It is 8:42.
Okay, so you remember your video when you made Greg's Easy Italian Chicken?
Remember it. It blew up the internet.
It did. However,
yes,
you've got some competition.
Really?
There's a chicken recipe that's gone viral because of how sexual it is. And it's filthy.
What, the chicken recipe is sexual?
Yes.
Or the video?
The video.
Okay. Oh, the video. Okay.
So there's a company called Chef Club that creates videos for the internet, and they do all kinds of different recipes. And one of them is for chicken cordon bleu.
I love chicken cordon bleu. You're supposed to say bleu.
Bleu.
Chicken cordon bleu. If you have a supreme sauce. Are you a fan of the supreme sauce? One of the underrated sauces.
Yeah, I'm not too familiar with it.
Oh, what?
I thought chicken cordon bleu, it wasn't about the sauce.
No, it's about the chicken. I get it. It's about the ham and the Swiss cheese, but you have to have a supreme sauce on it.
I thought it was about the squirting. That was like when you knew you did it well, when you cut into
it. Well, if you do,
and
yes.
It just shoots out all over the place.
So what is...
That's
what is
true.
What
I
is
mean,
the,
just where the story's going, I'm a little...
So
a little,
what is... So what,
so
is,
what they do is the video starts out with... them preparing the chicken breast. So it's a full chicken breast, and it's slit down the top to make an opening for
right.
The
I'm
ham
just
and
looking
cheese.
At it right now.
Now, the individual doing the demonstration uses a finger to indicate where the slice goes and then pulls the chicken breast apart. Visualize with me, okay?
Yeah.
And then they flour an egg and bread the chicken breast, and then they pull the middle apart and put the ham and cheese in, which they've stacked.
Mm. Okay.
And then they
pour... It looks so good.
It does look good. They pour a white bechamel down the center of the opening.
Well, see, yeah, that's the thing that that's the thing that that really makes the chicken cordon bleu so good is the bechamel. Maybe I don't mean a supreme sauce. There's chicken supreme, which is just chicken with the supreme sauce, but then the cordon bleu has the bechamel like inside the chicken,
right?
Right, and then
so when you cut into it.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be like packed tight. And, yeah.
I am. Do you have the social media music for me while I try to? Because I do want to share. I'm thinking of sharing this, and it's going to take me a minute.
So
I'm going to label this the X-rated chicken video. Not safe for work. okay, I have now officially shared that on my Twitter feed, Greg Hill, WAAF. If you would like to go there right now, you can watch the X-rated chicken video, and your prescription will be ready shortly here at CVS.
Since you are the czar of sauce, just to clarify, you are fairly close on the supreme sauce.
I knew I
being
was.
Being close to the bechamel. Bechamel and supreme sauce starts with a velouté, like a chicken velouté that's chicken thickened with cream. Bechamel and velouté are both, they both start out as a roux. Bechamel has a milk base. Velouté is made with chicken stock. They both wind up having the dairy added to them at some point, so they are very similar in style of sauce. So you're close.
Well.
Not very far off.
I mean, I feel like, isn't it the... What's the name of the place, LB, down by the garden where your jersey still hangs? It's dusty and old, but...
Fours?
yes. The Fours has a really good chicken, kind of a chicken cordon bleu sandwich.
Yes.
Which I think is might be the Red Hour back.
Yeah, they're all
or
made.
Or the...
Yeah.
But...
The Bobby Orr.
Yeah. But
you have
it's...
The Karen Neely.
Yeah. But it's really, really good.
Great spot to go eat all day.
Yeah.
Every day.
Irregardless.
Right. Let's get to the news. And the news this hour is brought to you by
Cars for Kids, the easy way to donate your car. Donate today and your car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com or 1-877-CARS-4KIDS. So we talked about the debate on the e-scooters and whether or not they're going to work out here in Boston in,
right.
In light of, you know, how we've had the bike sharing program. And they had a big demonstration yesterday in Brookline because they're going to be the first to launch the rentable e-scooter line.
Okay.
And, of course, a woman was injured during the demonstration.
Oh, no. This is they're demonstrating why we should have e-scooters all over our city.
Mm-hmm.
And during the demonstration, a woman is injured?
That's correct.
Oh,
and I called it.
One of the members of the Board of Selectmen said that, well, you know, you have to remember to be careful, especially if you have no practice on these things and ride carefully. But Katie Gordon is a Brookline resident with Reaction.
You can't make sure that everyone's wearing a helmet and that drivers are being safe. So it's exciting, but it's also a huge safety risk in my mind.
Yeah.
That's exactly what we were talking about.
You would say so. Well, I mean, I'm trying to remember when I saw them in Atlanta during the Super Bowl. I don't know that they provide you with a helmet. I mean, are they?
No, those would disappear.
I mean, yeah. So what's the deal on that? Are you supposed to wear a helmet or? I mean, there's a helmet. Isn't there a bike law with regard to helmets?
I'm not sure what it is specifically, I wouldn't want to be zooming around Brookline or, God forbid, downtown Boston on anything without a helmet on.
So what are you supposed to do? Bring your own helmet or something like that?
I guess. There's no helmet law.
What, for scooters, you mean?
No, for bikes or scooters.
Yeah, I don't think there's an actual law.
Motorcycles there is in Mass, not in New Hampshire.
But I don't know for bicycles.
I'm telling
someone
you,
will
man.
Know and text in.
And they're motorized, which really, you know, at least on a regular scooter, you got the 1 foot on the ground. These are motorized. So we were talking about elderly drivers earlier.
Oh, I just got a text from the Fours.
Oh.
And they say that the we were talking about the sandwich and who it's named for.
Yeah.
They said that the LB is a cocktail weenie. I didn't know. Do you think that text is actually from the Force?
Mm.
I don't know if it is.
Check the number.
I don't know.
If you're going to the garden, hit the Force.
You don't have a sandwich name for you over there, do you? No. Okay.
No,
just
please.
The jersey. Well, I mean, who knows?
I thank them all the time, you know.
No.
Shark jersey number 22 hanging on the wall.
The chicken cordon bleu-esque sandwich is the Johnny Kelly.
Oh, it is? Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Great story in the news about a woman named Amy Dillon from Tulsa, Oklahoma, who was arrested for DUI. According to police, officers were conducting a traffic stop with another vehicle when they spotted a driver driving directly on their rim. No tire, nothing else.
Oh my God.
Just I gotta get a rim.
So they ended the original traffic stop. They catch up with this woman and they pull her over. Police say they could quote unquote hear her coming from a block away. They asked the woman how much she had had to drink, to which she replied the token 2 drinks, 2 tequila shots. She could barely stand up, and when they had her get out of the vehicle, police discovered she had a full margarita inside her cup holder.
Oh, that was the problem. She just didn't want to spill.
She did not want to spill. So
oh
they don't
God.
Know how she wrecked her car, whether she hit something, drove over something, whatever it was. They took her to jail. She took a breathalyzer and blew a .21 and climbing.
Whoa.
As they described it.
This is Ben. Hello, Ben.
Hi. Yeah, I just wanted to talk about the helmet on the scooters. I used to have a scooter, and you are required to have a helmet on anything that has a motor, including motorized bicycle or a moped or a scooter.
Oh,
and you're not
I didn't
supposed
know
to
that.
Go over 25 miles per hour.
Yeah.
And you're supposed to follow all the bicycle rules.
So
you can go beside cars, but you can't go on the sidewalk.
So do you know what they're going to do in Brookline and elsewhere in the city when it comes to these new e-scooters?
No, I actually don't, but I think it's a good idea. But, I mean, you're obviously going to have to bring your own helmet.
You think...
You're going to have people all over the sidewalks and everything who don't know the rules, so maybe there should be like a little training card or something included with them.
Yeah. You think the scooters all over the city are a good idea?
I think it's a convenient and, you know, emissions-free form of transportation, sure.
We talked about this last week, and a lot of people were not in favor of it. Like, there's a texter, 978 texter, who says common sense has gone right out the window again with these bike and scooter initiatives in Boston and Cambridge. You're taking away driving lanes to make bike lanes and scooter lanes, assuming that it will help when it comes to congestion. And it's not going to, Texter says it's not going to eliminate the amount of people that are driving.
But you do have a lot of people in those two cities that do use bikes.
No, which is a catastrophe in itself.
No, I get it. I'm just saying.
I equate this to, have you ever been downtown New York and tried to walk on the sidewalk?
Yeah.
With like a million people.
But that's not like downtown Boston. You can walk in the seaport, there's not a million people.
What I'm saying is, when you walk in New York and there are so many people that you're bumping and moving right and moving left and trying to get out of the way of somebody that's got their head down in their laptop, it's the same thing that you have cars that weigh 3,000 pounds and then you're just adding more little pieces to get run over.
It works well in Nashville. I mean, but is that a different kind of a city? Or
I think that not only is the size it's smaller, but I also believe the attitude of the people driving may be a little lighter.
You think?
You know?
Well, one of the problems is that Boston proper is a small city, and so a lot of people have to drive. They can't live in the city. They have to drive into work.
Right.
In other cities, there are a lot of people who just live in the city and don't need to have a car. So I don't know.
And there are other cities where you have 24-hour public transportation that's easily accessible, unlike RT, for people like us who work strange hours who could potentially use public transportation if they wanted to.
Right. But we talk about it all the time. Boston is old.
Yeah.
You can't take a right and a right and a right and end up in the same corner.
You wind up in Jersey.
Yeah, right. You're in New Hampshire.
Here's a text from San Diego, and it says it works great here, and we all love it. This is Mike. Hello, Mike.
Hey, so the scooters, it's not like you just hop on one and you have free will. You have to download an app. They give you a little tutorial. You have to have a valid driver's license that you scan the front and back. So everybody is, you know, accountable for their actions on that thing.
But you don't
have a fake ID, but I don't know how that would work.
A lot of people are saying, though, that you don't have to have a helmet, that it's somehow exempt from the helmet law. So
right, but that's only putting yourself in danger. You're not going to hurt anybody else if you crack your head open.
Right. Yeah, no, I think probably, I mean, listen, my record when it comes to falling over puppy gates and breaking ankles is not that good. I think I would probably... And I'm not sure how it works with the weight distribution on the actual scooter, right? Yeah. And let's see. Texter is guessing that it is B. Orr, who is the legendary sports figure getting their head shaved with the governor and others tomorrow. I told you earlier, I cannot reveal. My lips are sealed. And there's no, I will not give you any information about that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.